Okay, Alekeinu of Alekeinu Seinu, page Reish Ches Tzadik, which follows Reish Tzadik Zayin. Alekeinu of Alekeinu Seinu, Alekeinu Avram, Alekeinu Yitzchak, Alekeinu Yaakov. All right, we already mentioned that each of the Avos had his own unique connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I think you mentioned that earlier, right? Oh no, that's what we're up to. Okay. Maybe he mentioned the introduction. Yeah, he mentioned the idea of the Avos earlier.
One of the last things you said, why it's ended up about the Avos, is because we should need to have all three supposed to, we just have Avos Chesed.
Right, it is with Avram. So it's a little funny, okay. But that's what we're up to? I guess it's from upstairs they know. Let's see what it says. Isa v'michelta pashas bay. The order of the brachas we already is already mentioned in the Gemara, but why do you begin with the Avos? Shenem avayomer eid alakim almeisha kaisem rabbi Yisrael Hashem alakay avisechem alakay Avram alakay Yitzchak alakay Yaakov shalcheni aleichem. Says Shmi loylam is zechri ledar v'dar. So God identifies Himself as Alekei Avisechem, Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak, Alekei Yaakov. We see what we've seen repeatedly, that all languages in brachas in the Siddur are taken from language in the Chumash.
And then in Avraham,
why we end Alekei Avram? So we had that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram b'chach ha'isrim. Yeah. So Avram was given the Havtacha that B'chach HaYismin, that even though all of the Midas are important Midas, but Avram Davin, that his Midah, the Midah Chesed, should be primary. So B'chach HaYismin, we Hashem told Avram, all the others get equal billing, but you get the last word, you get the ending. Okay, at any rate, Shaydiya Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Adin HaNeviim, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Shikishifnu b'nei Yisrael, l'kray al Hashem, yezesh mi v'zichri." When Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu,
what? Avram gets the last billing, even though all Yaakov's children is a shvatim. Whereas Avram had
Esau. Klai Yisrael is called B'nai Yisrael. What it means is that the Midah of Avram is primary. Avram is the Midah of kindness. So it means that it's primary. Even though Klai Yisrael is not called B'nai Avram, it's called B'nai Yisrael. Because like you say, the Shvatim.
So kindness, you mentioned your
method
of Mishpacha.
What do you mean?
Yisrael, okay, Yaakov.
We should.
Yisim Chalakim. Why only Avram? If he's kind, also.
I'm sorry. Where? When we? At which point? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm very tired tonight. So I'm not so sharp. I'm sorry. Shaydiya Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Adin HaNeviim Shiyifnu B'nei Yisrael L'Krei Al Hashem Yez Hashmi V'Zichri. God is saying, "This is my name." Koy Soimer. He says his name. He says Zeshmi La'Olam. What do you mean Zeshmi La'Olam? So he's teaching that that's the way you should refer to me in your tefillas. He's teaching the pasuk. This is the way I want you to daven to me. Maybe Rashi, Maimer of Shimon Malak Shem Sechtes Pesachim, and obviously the beginning of Lecha is the bracha to Avraham Avinu. Ve'escha l'gai gadol, ze sha'imrim l'ke Avraham. Va'avarechacha, ze sha'imrim l'ke Yitzchak. Va'gadlo shemecha, ze sha'imrim l'ke Yaakov. Yachli yechaisvim b'kulan. I would think the bracha ends with all them. Tamalayim, ve'heyei, you Avraham will be the bracha. B'chachaisvim, ve'chaisvim b'kulam adkan. Sha'imrim rak, bagin Avraham. What's the kavana? Why does it matter with what you end? The kavana yeshleim api divrei taisis and brachas. In the first bracha, we don't mention Melech Ha'olam. Ala b'sayif shemim Melech Ha'izer Mishiyam again. Shalkei Avram hu kamay Malchus. The ending is a mentioning of Malchus. Haynu shalkei Avram, lakei Yaakov, mayra yesa kadosh baruch hu Melech Ha'olam. Sheshloisha bechinas b'malchus v'cholech b'yav is gila nekuda acheres b'malchus. It's not that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov each recognized God. Each recognized God through a different lens. Alakei Avram, Shavram Avinu Ashahav Hevi, Vashagilu Malchus Hashem L'chobayi Olam, Vasam Aminim. Like we said, Avram is the Ershta, and go to Ershta Gavarna, the first one who on his own became Klal Yisrael. Kamamar Abzal Apasif Yikor Shem B'Shem Hashem Shikvi Avram Avinu L'Shmei Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. He introduced Hashem to all of humanity. Right. Shem and Eved didn't teach the world about Hashem. Avraham went out. Yeah, but you had to go to the school. The school didn't go to you. Avraham Avinu went out to the people and introduced Hashem to the people of the world. That's referring, we said that before we blow shofar. That capital refers to Amalekei Avram. Now we know, we had in last week's parasha that when Avram Avinu's name was changed from Avram to Avram, that we say, lo yikari shimcha ein Avram. Right? That you're not going to be called Avram anymore, only Avram. By Yaakov Yisrael, it wasn't that way. By Yaakov Yisrael, Yisrael was added, but the name Yaakov doesn't disappear. It remains. Apipshat, the Hezber is, the stipler writes in his Berachos Peretz, Apipshat. Sometimes a second name replaces a first name. And sometimes it's in addition to the first name. Avram referred to Avram as the leader of Klal Yisrael. Avraham was Av Hamayin Goyim. It replaces the previous limited role of Avram to the wider role of Avram that not only is he going to have his own family, he's going to spread Hashem's name in the whole world. So in Pshat, one replaced the other, so one name takes the place of the other. The Avram is lax, the Hamayin Gayim, and therefore it replaces. By Yaakov and Yisrael, one did not replace the other. As a matter of fact, if you're medayak in the Pesukim, the Malach, Esau's Malach, said, lo yikar shimcha oid, Yaakov. Esau's Malach wanted Yisrael to replace Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, your name is Yisrael and shimcha Yaakov. Your name Yaakov will remain. Gemara Darshan's, what was the machlaikis between the Sarish Aleisav and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yaakov is Makhlaisos on a lower Madrega. The name Yaakov is a remes to the Aseres HaDibris. The Chazal say Yud is a Aseres HaDibris and Ayin Kuvveis are the amount of words or letters. I'm not sure which one. I guess the amount of words in Aseres HaDibris. Yisrael stands for Yesh Yishim Riba Yisis L'Tayr. It applies to Holy Kol HaTayr Kula. Yisrael is a higher Madrega. Yaakov is a lower Madrega. If you'll pay attention to Leining, you'll notice that from the time Yosef is sold in this week's parasha, Parashas Vayeshev, until they come and they tell Yaakov that Oid Yosef Chai, he's called Yaakov. He goes down to Yaakov. It says the Shekhinah, the whole time that he was depressed, the Shekhinah didn't come to him. He's always called Yaakov. And then, when they tell him, Yosef says, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyem, Vayomer Yisrael. So, Vatechi Yaakov Aviyem, Vayomer Yisrael. Then he goes up to Hayim Adreig.
So when he wasn't depressed, he was Yisrael.
When the Shekhinah was Shaira on him, Yisrael is a Hayim Adreig. And Yaakov is a lower Madreig. So hold on a second. What's going on? Esav wants it should be only Yisrael and not Yaakov. And Hashem says, no, you're both. It should be just the opposite. Esav should want Yaakov to stay as the lower Madrega.
And,
so the, who says it? Tzaddik, is it? I think it's Tzaddik maybe who says it. Unfortunately, I don't remember who says it, but it's a beautiful pshat. He says like this. He says, Esav saw that Yaakov is becoming Yisrael. He has no choice. He's going up. So if the Yetzirah can't get Klal Yisrael by knocking him down, he says, you know what? Shimcha Yisrael, no more Yaakov. If you fall, you're gone. You're out of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should be only Yisrael, only people on an elevated Madrega. The idea of Sar Shalesav was, if you're elevated, you'll be Yisrael. If not, you disappear. So Kaddish Baruch Hu said, no, Shimcha Yaakov. The Shem Yaakov is Lo Yosef Mekayimah. The Shem Yaakov remains. Mekayimah saw stumbles, they're still Yaakov. They're still B'nai Avraham Zevin Yaakov. And the higher Madrega of Yisrael is what we aspire to. But both names remain. That's the idea of Yaakov and Yisrael, the two names meet together. What's interesting is that Klal Yisrael, when you change people's names today, like later if someone's sick or for whatever reason changes a name, we have a custom today to keep the old name and add a new name. It wasn't that way once upon a time. Once upon a time, you're changing a name and you change a name. You had one name till now and you have a new name from now on. It's an interesting thing that by Klal Yisrael, at least it's not clear to me, when we change a name, we add a name. I have now, the third time, a boy in yeshiva who's dating a girl whose father is the same name as him. It's the third time. They're going at it tonight or tomorrow night. That's what he spoke to me. And they're from families that are Makbid. And for some reason they said, okay, if it happens, I'll change my name. I'll change my name. Imagine. If the shidduch goes through, so I'm willing, it's worth it to me to change my name. The boy, what? So it's very, the first time it happened, the boy, everyone called him Eli. His name was Eliezer. And Shver's name, and he married that girl, says Shver's name was Eliezer. So I said, what name are you going to, he asked me what name to take. I said, look for an Adam Gadol. So Rav Dessler is Yaakov, Eliezer. So he changed it from Eliezer to Eliyahu Eliezer. He told his friends, stop calling me Eli, call me Eliyahu. They didn't chap. Till now they were calling him Eli because he was Eliezer. And now he's Elio, so he changed his name. We had it here with the Frankenthal's daughter. She had a feeling this was the right shidduch. I mean, she was dating for a few days already. And she said she'll change her name, but she took on a totally new name. Totally new name. We did a Shini Hashem, and everyone calls Abay a new name. And it happened one other time. And now So his name is to be Maishi, somebody in yeshiva. He said, so what happens if they change my name? What are you going to call me? He asked me, let's say I change my name, so I become Moshe Chaim. They have to call me Chaim or they call me Moshe Chaim? Like it's easy to tell friends, call me Moshe Chaim. So I told him, Maishi, when someone's sick, they had the name Chaim. When you get married, you had Simcha, or you had something else. What do you need Chaim? Like Raphael, you know, you get married, you had the name Raphael. So I'll let you know what happens. But anyway, okay.
It was interesting when my father was sick, they changed his name from Aaron to Shalom Aaron. But then when I spoke to Rebbe, you said that, you asked me, did it help? And I said, not really. Mm-hmm. Now when I'm called up to the Torah, you said you should be called up by his original name, yeah. By Aaron.
Now that's makubal by us, that if it doesn't help, we don't hear the name. I remember my Rav Sorotskin, they had the name Rafal, I forgot his first name. Rav Bar Sorotskin, they had Rafal Bar. It was all tumult. He got a little better, and then he got worse. It was a big tumult. What to do with his Levi? I remember Moshe was at the Levi. Levi was in the 14th year. You're good. I guess it was in Tells.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Rebelsky took him a long time to get used to it. They write Chaim. He got better. He was very sick. He was in a coma. And I don't know who Zaitza was. They added Chaim Yisrael. And when he woke up, they told him he's got two names, Chaim Yisrael. And I remember the first time he signed his name after he just signed Yisrael. He didn't sign Chaim Yisrael. We wonder what's going to happen. But eventually he got used to it and he signed his name Chaim Yisrael. It takes a little while. You know, from that episode, he got better. He got a different machla that he died.
But when someone is born and they say the shidduch is made just before they're born, a couple... How does that work out when you change your name after the shidduch?
The shidduch is the person, not the name. The shama,
yeah,
not the name.
Yeah, but it's a representation of the person.
No chance. You change your name, you're not going to find a different shidduch. Whatever you have, you have.
Like so. Wartenthal's daughter, you know, he the shidduch.
The shidduch was the shidduch, and the name had to be adjusted. That's all. Okay, let's see. Va'inyan Hasheni, the last paragraph on the page. Shalbachus hu kabalosei haprati shekol yachid v'yachid. Shemekabal oil machus yisbarach al atzmai. The second idea of machus, besides afav and goyim, is to be mekabel Hashem's dominion on yourself. He's trying to show the word melech is independently shayach to afam and goyim, and now to kabbalas malchus. To have a personal relationship with Hashem. Growing is something that's gradual. The gidol doesn't sprout. Right now, it's only Klal Yisrael. It's hard to follow what he means in this section. The gadol shemecha shayati Yaakov, I understand full well. Yaakov is what spread the shame Hashem. But I guess calling Hashem now the Melech, it's a very slow spread of Hashem's name. Kshemer l'kei Avraham, atzirin shekadosh baruch hu melech ha'kol ha'aylam. That's afa ben gayim. L'kei Yitzchak, ismar al-yaisi melech ha'kol yachid v'yachid. L'kei Yaakov, shi'uz baruch melech Yisrael.